And speaking of progress and the jobs that you moved on to, you said that you moved on to become a progress chaser after you'd spent time at college, and it was instead of going to university, you moved on to this role. Could you explain what being a progress chaser involved?
Yes, a progress chaser is a person who effectively chases around after materials around the factory to make sure that the machines and the fitting shop get everything at the right time. So a job will be broken down into maybe 20 activities, and the first one would be buying the raw material, a piece of round bar. The next stage would be when that came in, that the fabrication shop would have to cut it into a certain size. The next phase would be possibly marking it out and drilling it. The next phase would be machining it, and so on. And of course, probably for every piece of metal you see or item, it may have had gone through 10 to 15 to 20 processes before you got the end product. Well, of course, the thing is to get that piece of metal or at that stage to get it to the machine at the right time. So I used to be progress chasing for about 50 machines in the heavy machine shop, and I worked pretty hard in those days. Good fun. I met a lot of people. I sorted a lot of the problems out, liaised with the drawing office, liaised with most people. So it was good for me, and it gave me a good grounding.
And would that have been a sort of intermediary role between people that worked on the shop floors and the foremen themselves?
Yes, I suppose really my next phase after that, if I'd have stayed there, would probably have been a foreman or a supervisor, a leading hand or whatever you used to call them in those days. But that's a sort of progressive exercise as you get older as well. I was pretty young in those days doing that job as progress chaser, and 21 I was at the time. Ready to go anywhere in the world at that time.